Double Bubble is produced by the Prism Radio Association. If you want to support the work of this amazing charity, visit justgiving.com/Prison Radio Association.
Before jail, my middle name was Fast Money, and I had no time. None at all. Then I was doing time. Where do I start? How much time have you got for me to explain how time passes in that place? They say dog years are 7 human years. Freedom seconds are like 100 jail seconds. Big Ben ding-dongs once every hour, but it might as well be a minute when you're banged up. And you know, time is money. Money is time is money is time is money. So work it out for yourself. The relationship between the two can get a bit swampy behind bars. Here's my own story of how I did time and how money did me.
Episode 1, Going Under.
I was halfway through a 3-year jail sentence. It was all going not too shabby. I was on enhanced, getting visits every week. Family and kids didn't feel too far, because on the outside I was always solo and always working, so I was semi-prepared. The worst bit was how it affected my wife. The wall prevented me from providing money, reassurance, protection, and all the rest. The desperation spiraled from time to time and we'd argue over the phone, but in general, I could squash the bad sentiment with firm visit room hugs and a kiss on the forehead. But then, a series of events, really minor events that I could do nothing about. She crashed the car, the roof started leaking, and the boiler broke. They're daily things that you can fix in an instant when you're outside, but what you've got to understand is how powerless I felt behind bars. It was like one of those dreams where you have to fight for your life, but your arms won't move. Money issues were like a big Tyrannosaurus Rex breathing down my neck. And prison was like mud up to my knees, stopping me from running anywhere. Our shared bank account went from 4 figures to 3 figures. Brands became basics. These stresses were like damp, getting in the timbers of our relationship. We loved each other so much, and all this was unnecessary. I mean, if we lived in a mud hut and ate leeks and potatoes and traded precious stones for sharp stones, me and her, the way we operate, the way we function together, we'd never have a problem. But it's not like that. We live in a world with a thing called quality of life. You know, it's funny because desire for a fast red car and silk boxer shorts led me to a place where I struggled to get a scratchy grey tracksuit. And now it was killing me. I wish I just lived in a mud hut all along. But here I am, in a white, clean, white cell, staring at the ceiling.
Double Bubble continues in episode 2. If you or your family are worried about loan sharks, call the illegal money lending team on 0300 555 2222. 0300 555 2222. It's confidential, and you don't have to tell them your name.